We present Lady Grumley's Photograph, written for radio by Ron Evans and with Dacia Chalsty as Lady Grumley.
Stella! Stella, do you hear me, girl?
Yes, Lady Grumley. I can't seem to find
it. How can you possibly find it in there?
Well, I must look everywhere and...
Logic, my dear girl, logic. Have you been in my bedroom this morning?
No.
Yet you had it in your hand an hour ago, am I correct?
Well, yes, but...
There can be no but, Stella. There is only one conclusion you can arrive at. It is not in my bedroom. Correct?
Yes, Lady Grumley.
Since I last saw you with it, you've been only here and in the bathroom.
Yes, the bathroom. Oh, I remember now. Here it is.
If only people would stop and think.
Oh, very silly of me.
Yes, very silly. Shall we go for our walk on the promenade now? I haven't come down to Brighton merely to view the sea from the inside of this hotel suite.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, Lady Grumley. I'm quite ready.
And perhaps you are, but I am not.
You're not?
Can I go like this? Look at me, girl. Can I?
But I can't see anything wrong. I mean...
Take a look out of that window. Yes, down there. Do you see the wind stirring the trees?
Oh, yes.
My dear girl, does not that tell you something? Look, look, look.
There's a wind blowing.
And what month is it?
September.
Yes, September. So what does that tell us?
Well, a breezy September day.
Oh, dear, it is taking so long to filter through. My first question was, can I go dressed like this?
Oh, yes. You need a coat. I'll get it, the blue one.
Wait. I made a point of reminding you, it is September. From that you should have concluded that summer is over. You did realize there is a breeze, therefore it will not be a warm one. Tell me, girl, what is my blue coat?
A summer one, lightweight.
Ah, now which coat will you bring me?
The brown one, with the fur collar.
Excellent. Now bring it while there is still some morning left.
Yes, Lady Grumley.
Hello? Yes, this is Lady Grumley speaking, and I'd be very much obliged to you if you kindly pronounce my name correctly. It's very irritating, you know. My husband, Lord Grumley. Oh, very well, put him through. Don't twitter and bumble, Charles. What is it? I was just on my way to take some air on the promenade. If I leave it much later, winter will have set in. Do you mind, Charles? I don't want to hear your club scandal at a time like this. I'm on holiday. I'll read about it in the newspaper tomorrow if it's so important. Well, very well, dear. Call me tonight if you're sober enough to dial. Goodbye.
Here we are.
The coat.
Let me help you.
That's what you're here for.
Right, and the other arm.
Oh, really, Charles, can be the limit. As if I'm interested that they've just discovered that the club secretary was a member of the Communist Party in 1934. Who wasn't in those days? It was fashionable and adventurous. I might have been one myself for all I know. I think we'll stop here for a minute or two, Stella.
Very well, Lady Grumley.
Rather a lot of holiday makers for this time of the year. They must be workers. The middle class can't afford it anymore.
No.
What a quaint fountain, Stella. I don't remember seeing this before. The camera. You have brought it with you, I trust.
Yes. Oh, yes, Lady Grant.
Well, a picture girl standing here with my back to the fountain.
Well, I'll just get it out.
There is film in it.
Oh, yes, Lady Grumby. I put a fresh one in yesterday before we left London.
Ah, very well. Well, I'm ready. Well, hurry, girl. I can't hold this smile forever. It's bad for the complexion, you know. Right. Now, another. A little more profile, I'd say, Stella.
Like this?
No, no, a little more to the left.
Over here?
Yes, yes, that will do. Now, wait, let me get that smile back. Now. Now, one more. So... Oh! What in heaven's name's all that about? Stella, you were looking that way.
I didn't see anything.
Yes, I should have known better than to ask.
Oh, there's a man who's fallen down. And a lot of people are standing over him.
Heart attack, probably. It's all these eggs and butter these men stuff themselves with.
Oh, no, I don't think it was a heart attack, Lady Grumley.
Yeah.
He had a knife sticking out of his back.
Oh, how interesting. Well, that ruled out accidental death and suicide.
The policeman has taken over. He's moving the crowd back from the bottom.
I should think so, too. People can be very good.
Shall we go back to the hotel? I feel rather famous.
Pull yourself together, girl. We're staying here to watch.
Yeah.
There, sit on that bench. Put your head between your knees if you feel so bad. It can work wonders, you know.
Oh, yes, Lady Grumley.
Well, is that better?
Yes, thank you.
Fancy a murder right here on Brighton Promenade. I don't know what the place is coming to. It can lower the tone, you know.
I heard that there used to be a lot of violence from the racecourse gangs here many years ago.
Oh, that was before the Second World War. But in those days, they had the common decency to commit their hideous crimes in back alleys. And at night, when law-abiding citizens were in their beds.
Yes.
Well, I see the policeman has been joined by two colleagues. Oh, if I can get up on this bench.
Do be careful, let me help you, Lady.
There. There, now the view is better.
I'd rather not look.
Foolish girl. You sit every evening watching all the violence on television and yet you go all pale and weak-kneed at reality.
Well, there is a difference.
Nonsense. Oh, I can see the victim now. The policeman and move the crowd well back. Hmm, the knife is in right into the hilt.
Oh,
most intriguing. Ah, here comes a police car and the ambulance. I wonder if it was a gang murder.
I'd rather not know.
Well, help me down, girl.
Oh, yes, Lady Grumley. Oh, careful.
Now, that's it. I'm going over there for a chat to a policeman.
Oh, but Lady Grumley...
Don't alarm yourself, Stella. You can take the film to the chemist's shop and get it developed. I'll join you later at the hotel.
Oh, are you sure? I don't like leaving you alone. Not with a murderer on the prowl.
Stop being melodramatic. Off you go. And see that you don't faint on the way.
Did you actually see the crime committed, Mr. Stevenson?
Oh, not actually. You see, it all happened so quick.
Oh, very well, then. Could you call in at the police station and make a statement, then? Yes, missus, yes.
Missus, I must warn you, young man, that you are addressing Lady Andrina Grumley.
Yes, Lady Grumley. What can I do for you?
You may put my name down as a witness.
Oh, yes, well, certainly. You saw it all?
I saw nothing, young man. I had my back turned.
Oh, then you didn't see the crime being committed. You didn't actually...
Constable, all I'm asking you to do is put my name and address in that little black book you are holding and record the fact that I was present.
Well, what did you see that has a bearing on what happened?
I have no wish to be interrogated here in public, Constable. I shall tell your superior officer when he cares to ask.
Yes, ma'am.
So, can you open your book and write this down? Lady Grumley, and I'm staying at the Excelsior for the next week.
Grumley.
Please, Constable, One does not spell Grumly, G-R-U-M-L-E-Y.
Sorry.
My name is spelt G-R-O-L-M-O-N-D-E-L-E-Y. There. Simple, isn't it?
Yes, Lady Grumly.
Now, when can I expect your officer to call?
Oh, I couldn't say that. Any time, I suppose.
Make a note in your book, then. Ask him when to telephone first.
Well, it's more likely he'll ask you to go down to the station to make a statement.
No, very well. So long as he makes it a reasonable time, I like to sleep in the afternoon. Just 2 or 3 hours after lunch. Stella, that the dead man was a Frederick Masterson, Colonel Masterson retired. Oh, I do despise these people who carry their military ranks into civilian life. It is rather as though they are trying to compete with the aristocracy. I suppose it is really a form of inverted snobbery, the result of an inferiority complex.
Oh, I do agree. Why, I remember...
I wonder who and what he was.
I have no idea, Lady Grumly.
Oh, you have connections in this demi-monde a man like this Masterson would live in.
Oh, well, I don't
know. Social climbers and they're like...
Oh,
yes... Make a few telephone calls to your London friends and see if they have heard of the man. It says here he lived at Corridine House in Chelsea. Ah, good class area, if I remember correctly.
Shall I do it now?
Well, of course, my dear.
One, two, 7, 3, 5... Hello? Is that Blanche? Yes, it's Stella. Have you read this evening's paper? Yes, I'm at Brighton with Lady Grumly. About that man who was murdered on the promenade this morning. Do you know him? Oh, Colonel Frederick Masterson. He lives in Chelsea at Corradine House. You do? Oh... Are you sure of that? Oh, how very strange. Oh, what an awful man he must have been.
Good morning, Inspector Morton.
Good morning.
I hope you don't mind, but I've had a chat with your Sergeant Harris. He's been putting me in the picture.
Yeah, that's all right. Take a seat.
I would. Only it wouldn't fit in the boot of my car.
Yes, well, I wish I could feel as cheerful as you, Yardley.
Oh, no point in being glum, old chap. I'll sort the case out for you in no time. No time at all.
That's why the Chief Constable decided to call in Scotland Yard. He has a lot of confidence in your abilities.
So have I, old chap. They don't call me Yardley of the Yard for nothing, you know. Did he specifically request for me to be put on the case? By name?
By name.
Excellent. That kind of thing's good in the promotion stakes. Yes, by heaven it is.
Yes, well, this one isn't going to be as easy as the last murder you investigated.
Oh, that's what they all say. But really, all one has to do is find the motive, the opportunity, and the witnesses, and Bob's your uncle.
And what would you like to deal with first? I presume you know the details of the actual killing from Sergeant Harris.
Yes, yes. For a public killing, there are remarkably few witnesses. No one who actually saw anything.
The killer was clever and quick, you know. It was all over before anyone could realize that something was amiss.
Let me scan your list of witnesses. I think I'll deal with them first.
There. You'll find them at the back of the folder. 3 pages.
Let me see.
They're in alphabetical order.
Yes, I see. Crowther, Ferns, and... What's this here?
What's what?
I'm scared to ask. Frightened to learn the truth.
I say, you've gone pale. Is there something wrong?
Lady Andrina Grumley, that's what's wrong. What in heaven's name is she doing in Brighton?
Oh, taking a holiday, I expect. Why? Do you know her?
Know her? Morton, the woman frightens me to death. Have you met her?
I can't say I have.
Pray you don't have to. She says she's a beckled ship, and all her guns are primed and loaded to fire broadsides. How did she come to witness this, I wonder?
Well, by being there, I expect.
No, Morton, no. More likely she was in the vicinity and wanted to jump in on the act.
Whatever for?
The woman plagues me. Every time I've been making an investigation lately, she's appeared, giving me her unwelcome impressions and telling me what a bungler I am. I'd say she merely said she saw the killing, so she can call in here and intimidate us. Well, at all costs, she must be kept out. I couldn't bear it.
And if she really did see the killing?
I doubt it. I doubt it very much. That's only a ploy to get into this office, and that she must never do. Never!
Well, she'll have to be questioned.
All right. Send your Sergeant Harris. Let him take the brunt. I put some men on checking up the victim's relatives and friends. With a mystery man, I think. Very well known in the horse racing circuit, I'm told. But that's as far as we've got before I left.
He was on holiday here.
Alone?
Yes. Arrived yesterday morning on the London train and booked straight into the Excelsior Hotel. Breakfasted alone and spent an hour in his room and then rode out on his fatal walk on the promenade.
Excelsior Hotel. That's where Lady Grumley's staying. I feel sorry for the management.
No, he spoke to nobody other than the receptionist and a waiter at the hotel.
He could have met somebody when he was out.
The time lapse between his leaving the hotel and being killed was less than 15 minutes. The time it takes to stroll from the hotel.
From this, I see the so-called witnesses saw virtually nothing.
As I said earlier, it all happened too quickly. 12 people were very close to the victim, but a few dozen others ran over when the man screamed and fell. After that, the situation became very confused.
Who were the 12?
Well, we can disregard the women as suspects, Yardley. The knife thrust required considerable power. If you look there, I've listed them separately.
Yes, yes. Just the men. Hugh Gaynor, Peter Randalls, Martin Swales, Timothy Miller, Jack Lovell, Tom Beaumont. Yes, very good. I think we'll have them all checked up on. I've brought Sergeant Reed with me. We'll make a start in interviewing these witnesses. I leave Lady Grumley to you. You might enjoy the experience.
So glad you called, Inspector. I was going to telephone the police station to find out why my contribution to your case was being so criminally neglected.
Sergeant Harris, Lady Grumley.
A sergeant? Do you hear that, Stella? They've sent a sergeant.
I've been asked to take a statement.
Indeed. I'm not so sure my information would be safe in the hands of a mere sergeant.
I can assure you, Lady Grumley, that the information you give me will be passed on to the right authority.
Who is?
Beg pardon?
Who is in charge of the case?
Oh, I see. Inspector Yardley's come down from London to take charge.
Yardley? Oh, my old friend. Oh, good. Does he know you've come to talk to me?
Well, I don't rightly know. It was Inspector Morton who briefed me. Now then, can you tell me exactly what you saw at the time the murder was committed?
Yes. Stella, trying to focus her camera on me. She is somewhat short-sighted, you know.
What I meant
if
to say was...
If you kindly phrase your questions correctly, Sergeant, we'll be able to close this interview so much more quickly. Please don't waste time.
What can you tell me about the murder, Lady Grumley?
For a start... The cheap little crook asked for it. Isn't that right, Stella?
Yes, I suppose so.
Crook? Which crook? I, I'm afraid I don't quite understand.
No, really, Sergeant. I'm referring to Colonel Masterson, of course. Who else?
Masterson was a crook.
You don't know who? Do I, an average member of the public, have to teach the police their job? Everybody knew Masterson was a crook. Right, it's common knowledge.
Well, I haven't been informed of that yet, Lady Grumley. What kind of a crook?
He was a blackmailer. Feared and notorious in society circles. It seems fairly obvious to me that he was knifed by one of his desperate victims. Don't you think that's logical, Sergeant?
Oh, yes, Lady Grumley. Can you tell me anything else?
Good heavens, man. Do I have to handcuff the murderer myself and drag him into your police station?
No. I didn't quite mean it like that.
Know exactly what you mean. Well, as a matter of interest, I can do the next best thing to that. Here, you see this envelope?
Yes.
I'll take it.
Thank you.
Do not open it. Hand it to Inspector Yardley. Is that clearly understood?
Yes, Lady Grumley.
Tell Inspector Yardley I'll be waiting to hear of his arrest on the 6 o'clock television news.
Why? What is it?
A photograph of the murderer, naturally.
So, what did the old girl tell you, Sergeant?
Oh, not very much, sir. Not directly, anyway.
Did her ladyship give you a difficult time?
Well, I found myself touching my forelock several times. I thought her type were long extinct.
Did she have a nervous-looking woman with her?
Oh, yeah. Stella Lombard.
Ah, yes, her companion and doormat. Miss Lombard is from a very good family, but far too meek to make her own way in the world. Well, what did you find out? Was her ladyship bluffing, or was she really on the scene at the time of the murder?
Well, from what I can understand, Lady Grumley and Miss Lombard were nearby. But neither saw anything significant.
Good. So we don't have to involve them in our investigation. I can write the old girl out.
No, not quite, sir. She gave me this envelope.
She did? What's in it?
Oh, I think it must be some kind of a joke, sir. She says it's a photograph of the murderer.
Sergeant, you must be pulling our legs. Take a look.
Well, there must be at least 20 people in the picture. Not much help, is it? She said something about Miss Lombard taking a picture at the time it happened.
Of course, the old bat could be right. It's more than likely our killer is in the picture.
Well, they're all standing there looking very innocent and shocked-like. Oh, by the way, sir, I didn't know the victim was a well-known crook.
Nor did I, Sergeant. How did you come by this slice of information?
Well, the old... Lady Grumley told me he was. Said he was notorious.
She must have some reason for making a statement like that. I wonder if my boys in London have come up with anything yet. 9, 4, 1, 1, 5. Hello? Put me through to extension 88. Thank you. Yardley here. Have you found out anything about Frederick Masterson? Well. You should have called me right away. Very well. We'll send a car down with his file. Well, it seems the old girl was right. Our Frederick Masterson's activities have been under scrutiny. A suspected blackmailer and con man, but insufficient evidence to arrest him. A careful villain. Well, until yesterday morning when fate caught up with him, that puts a slightly different light on matters. Blackmailer, eh? Could well have been one of his victims who did it.
Yeah, that's what Lady Grumley suggested.
Yes, she would. Let's see if we can identify the people in this picture, Sergeant.
Well, luckily it's a very clear photograph.
Well, to start with, there are Paul Stevens and Glynis Egan in their swimsuit.
Yeah, and that's Timothy Mellor. Yes.
Thank you. Oh, a sergeant.
Yes, lady, I'm a sergeant. Well, now we've got that boy, what can I do for you?
I demand to know why the murderer of Frederick Masterson has not yet been arrested.
Eh?
Are you hard of hearing, Sergeant?
What do you know about the murder, Mrs.?
Oh, why do they always put goats to meet the public in the police stations? I want to see your superior.
You mean Superintendent Morton?
I don't know the man. I want to see Superintendent Yardley. He knows me.
Well, I can't say that
I don't care what you can say. What he says is of more interest. Kindly tell him I want to see him now.
Who shall I say wants him?
Lady Andrina Grumley. And don't stand there gaping, man.
Hello, ma'am. Come in. Lady Grumley.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Oh, so pleased to see you again, Inspector.
Ah, delighted to see you, my dear Lady Grumley. Please, take a seat. Here, let me...
Thank you.
I trust you're enjoying your holiday at Brighton?
I enjoy myself wherever I go, Inspector. And now that we've covered the pleasantries, I want to know why you didn't arrest the killer.
Well, we have to investigate.
You had most of yesterday and all this morning. It's quite clear who committed the crime.
It is?
The photograph. It's not every day you have the photograph of a wanted murderer given you, Inspector Yardley, I'm sure.
Well, there were 17 people on that photograph, not counting your good self, Lady Grumley. It was a help, a very clear picture indeed.
You studied it?
Oh, naturally, with a strong magnifying glass.
Then you'll know who the killer is.
Well, the picture doesn't show the actual crime being committed, does it? However, it does tell us where everybody was placed at the time.
Really, Inspector, it shows you the killer quite clearly. There is only one person whom it could have been.
Who, then?
Do you mean to say you haven't worked it out? Where is the photograph?
Here, in my drawer. I don't really see...
Dear me, I don't think you studied it at all. And I certainly can't name the killer for you, because I only know his face.
Show me which one you mean, if you please, Lady Grumley.
There, that one. Obvious, isn't it?
Yes, if you say so. Thomas Beaumont.
Don't you agree with me, Inspector?
Yes. Yes, quite. Thomas Beaumont, eh?
Tell me why you agree with me.
Well, I...
You don't know, do you? You haven't studied the picture.
I can assure you, Lady Grumley, that both Inspector Morton and I have painstakingly...
Certainly you've looked at it, but have you read its meaning? Now look at that man there. Is he likely to have killed a man with his wife trailing along for the experience?
His wife? How do you know that he has his wife with him?
See the two parcels he has. That woman on the right is carrying three parcels from the same department store. From that, I conclude they're together.
Yes, well, as it happens, you're right. That is Martin Swales and his wife, Georgina.
And for the same reason, we can rule out that man and his wife.
His wife?
The dog lead in his hand, his wife, must be the one carrying the toy palm.
Yes, yes. Peter and Sue Randalls. All the people are so mixed up, it's difficult to see who is with whom.
On the contrary, it's quite clear. And look at him carrying a coat over his arm. That must be his wife's coat.
Ah, but it could very easily be his own.
Not with a collar like that. And besides, the buttons are on the wrong side.
Yes.
And there is only one woman in the picture not wearing a coat, apart from that brave girl in the swimming costume.
Yes, 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 of course. That is Hugh and Lynn Gaynor.
Those people on the right, we can also rule them out because they're running into the picture and would have been far too far away to do the stabbing.
Correct.
That leaves one man and one woman. The man is your culprit.
Ah, but as you said, a man is unlikely to take his wife along to commit a murder.
Those two are not married.
I know that, but how do you?
The girl has no ring on her left hand.
She could be his girlfriend?
In which event, she would be an accessory after the fact, and I think you will find that they are strangers to each other. Is the man Thomas Beaumont from London?
Yes, but so were the Gainers, the Randalls and the Swales.
Arrest this man Beaumont, and I think you'll find he will readily confess.
How do you know the girl didn't do it, Lady Grumley?
Really, Inspector? See how thin her arms are?
Yes.
The knife has been plunged into Masterson's back all the way to the hilt.
Yes.
I think that if you dig deep enough, you'll discover that Beaumont was one of Masterson's blackmail victims. Well, Inspector Yardley, now that I've done all the work for you, can I expect to hear news of the arrest on television tonight?
We still require material evidence, Lady Grumley.
Do I have to go further than this for satisfaction, Inspector?
No. We can handle it from here. Please, let me open the door for you.
It makes me wonder, it really does. Good morning, Inspector.
Good morning, Lady Grumley.
Stella, where are you?
In the bedroom.
Bring my coat, I'm going out.
But you've only just come in, and lunch...
Don't argue with me, Stella. I don't need lunch. I am already overweight.
Oh, don't be reminded.
I don't need to be reminded when to eat. My stomach tells me that. Well, don't stand there, girl. Help me on with it.
Very well, Lady Grumley.
And get your own coat. You're coming with me.
For a walk?
No, we'll take a taxi call.
Oh, where to?
Let me see now. Yes, Stony Beacon Hotel.
Oh, are we paying a social call?
Oh, you're getting more inquisitive by the day, Stella. Yes, it is a social call, and Mr. Thomas Beaumont. For heaven's sake, don't look so dumb. You've seen him before, though very briefly. Just after he murdered Colonel Masterson.
As you can see, the evidence in this picture points right at Beaumont.
Very clever of you, Yardley. Ingenious.
We have to be at the Yard, you know.
And this Lady Grumley must have spotted it, too.
Well, I should say she just thought the photograph would be helpful. I doubt if she spotted the significance.
Well, I'll give you credit. An exceptionally smart piece of deduction. Classic, almost.
Thank you, Morton.
So, we concentrate our inquiries on this Beaumont chap.
Exactly. Rake up his past, why he's in Brighton right now, his financial status, you know, the whole works. But keep clear of him until we've unearthed something incriminating. After all, we don't want to arouse his suspicions, do we?
You'd better put him under surveillance, though. He might decide to return to London.
Oh, that won't matter. I've got his London address right here in my desk. The hotel he's staying at, too. But it would be just as well to have him watched, yes.
Well, I'll detail two men on it right away.
Well, wait a minute. I can't find the sheet of paper. Now, where could it have gone to?
Well, when did you last see it?
About an hour ago.
Is that all that's missing, Yardley?
Yes, I had a sheet of paper here for each witness. The others are here, but...
Well, no matter. I've got a copy in my office.
It does matter. Somebody must have taken it, and I'd like to know why.
Well, you'll have to do some detective work on it, won't you? Has anybody been in here over the last hour?
Oh, only Lady Grumley, and she wouldn't...
Oh, would she? Well, would she?
Damn it all, Morton, I think the old dragon would.
But why? It doesn't make sense.
Oh, but it does, Morton, it does. The old crone can't keep her nose out of police business, especially mine. That's why, Morton.
But what would she do with information about Beaumont?
Oh, this isn't the first time she's done it. Oh, no. I'll bet anything you like she's planning to have a chat with Beaumont. But one of these days she's going to get a scraggy throat cut.
Well, we must do something, Yardley.
I know, but the temptation not to is a temptation indeed.
Yeah. Well, even though I've lived most of my life in Hereford, I can't truthfully say I know the Hepts and Smythes. From what you tell me of them, they're rather outside my social sphere.
How very odd, Mr. Beaumont. I thought everybody knew the Hepts and Smythes. I really did think we had some mutual acquaintances. Do we know anybody else in Hereford, Sarah?
No, Lady Grumley.
You're looking very pale, Miss Lombard. Are you feeling out of sorts?
No, I'm fine.
Stella has rather a delicate nature. I do my best to try and build her up. Rather an uphill task, it is, too.
Well, it was very nice of you to call and see me.
The murder was horrid, wasn't it? I think Brighton is beginning to lose its tone.
Yes.
I wonder what made Colonel Masterson come to Brighton. Perhaps he had a blackmail victim living here.
Pardon?
A blackmail victim. Surely you knew he was a professional blackmailer, Mr. Beaumont. Yes. You weren't his only client.
What did you say?
Oh, Stella's friends tell her that he had all kinds of victims.
I mean about...
About your being one of his victims. Well, of course you were. Why else would you kill him?
Are you suggesting that...
Please, Mr. Beaumont, don't upset yourself. I think a lot of people would have done the same in your place.
This is preposterous. How dare you come in here and
call for you to be ill-mannered, Mr. Beaumont. It is a sign of bad breeding.
Oh, I feel a little sick.
The bathroom is over there, I take it, Mr. Beaumont.
Yes, on the left.
Oh, thank you.
Now then, Mr. Beaumont, I can't really believe that you're going to deny killing Colonel Masterson.
I do deny it.
Oh, you're going to be very sorry if you do a foolish thing like that.
Foolish? How can it be foolish?
The police will dig up all your past and display it to the public. Negate the very reason why you paid blackmail money to Masterson in the first place. Is that what you want?
I've done nothing that I'm ashamed of.
Oh, you all have our little secrets. I could tell you things about myself that would make what little hair you have stand on end. I was quite a gal in my younger days. Stella, I thought you felt sick.
I'm all right now. Thank you, Lady Grumley.
Well, I was a bit indiscreet a few years ago, I admit. It's something I wouldn't like to be...
There you are, Mr. Beaumont. Is that what Masterson found out?
Yes. I mean...
Now, why fight shy of telling me the truth? I have a drink. It will make things much easier.
You don't mind? Can I get one for you, Lady?
No, thank you. Once I start, I can't stop. So I find it better not to start. But I can see you need it to settle your nerves.
For you, Miss Lombard.
Oh, no, thank you.
I must be mad. Why am I here talking to you? You're trying to make me admit to something I didn't do. Well, I won't. Never. I didn't do it, see?
Oh, a man who tells such blatant lies can be such a bore. Really, Mr. Beaumont, you must pull yourself together and face facts. My dear friend Inspector Yardley could knock on that door any minute with a warrant for your arrest.
Your friend?
My dear, dear friend, yes. And he'll be horribly nasty to you if you tell lies. Yes. I am trying to reason with you, you understand, but you're making it very difficult for yourself. Would you like Stella to telephone him and tell him to...
No, not yet.
Well, very well, then. Have another drink. Steady yourself to face the inevitable.
Yes. Tell me, who are you? Why should you come here and make those preposterous allegations?
There you go again, Mr. Beaumont. You must accept the fact that we know the truth. My interest in this is purely passing. Now, all you have to say is, I killed Masterson because he was blackmailing me. And you feel so much better. Try it. A nice, cozy confession, and you'll feel more like facing the future with courage. All your worries will fade away. Say it.
No, I can't.
Say it.
I refuse.
Shouldn't he say it, Stella?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Yeah, even Stella agrees. Say it, Mr. Beaumont, for your own sake.
Yes, I killed Masterson, and I'm glad.
Ah, that is even better.
Do let me explain. It's a long story.
Oh, certainly. Explain by all means. Why else would we be sitting here all agog with suspense?
Masterson first contacted me 3 years ago. I was quite wealthy then. He'd found out about my indiscretion and... Well, what else could I do, ladies? I couldn't pay any more. I'd thought about it. And so I followed him down here to Brighton
What could that be? Don't be alarmed. See who it is, Stella.
Well, of course it might just be the maid to turn down the bed.
Ah, Lombard. Is Lady Grumley all right?
Of course I'm all right, Inspector Yardley. Come along in.
Lady Grumley, what might you be doing here?
You've met Mr. Beaumont?
Not yet. How do you do, Beaumont?
Hello, Inspector.
This is Inspector Morton and Sergeant Harris of Brighton CID. You didn't answer my question, Lady Grumley.
Mr. Beaumont has been telling us a most intriguing tale. The reason why he murdered Colonel Masterson. Isn't that correct, Stella?
Thomas Beaumont, it is my duty to arrest you for the willful murder of one Colonel Frederick James Masterson. I must warn you that anything you say will be taken down and might be used in evidence against you.
It's all right, Inspector. I won't give you any trouble.
Sergeant Harris and I will take him down to the station.
Thank you, Morton. I'd like to say a few words to the ladies before I go.
Come along, Beaumont. Good chap.
Yes, that is me.
Poor man, I feel quite sorry for him.
He could have given you the same treatment as he gave Masterson.
No, I don't think so.
It was a very dangerous thing to do.
I hope you're not going to lecture me, young man. Stella, put that gin bottle down this instant.
No, I shan't lecture you, Lady Grumley. My eloquence would be wasted.
Exactly. All I wanted to do was satisfy my curiosity, which I did. Come, Stella, my stomach is rumbling. I won't allow you to talk me out of my dinner. Missing luncheon was bad enough.
Oh, but I didn't.
Silence, girl.
I'll take you back to your hotel in my patrol car.
Very kind of you, Inspector, but I think we'd much rather walk. Besides, I'm sure you'll be too busy now, tying up the loose ends. Perhaps we'll meet again in London.
Yes, Lady Grumley, in London. But only if you can run faster.
That was Lady Grumley's Photograph by Ron Evans, with Dacia Chalsty as Lady Grumley. Stella Lombard, her companion, was played by Gillian Lomberg. Police Inspector Yardley by John Kingley. Inspector Morton by Tony Wood. Sergeant Harris by Frank Graham. Tom Beaumont by Ivor Kisson. And the Police Constable and Desk Sergeant by Tommy Reed. Lady Grumley's Photograph was produced in our Durban studios by Don Ridgway.